This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
What would happen if the internet, and I'm taking it the WWW, the World Wide Web, was to absolutely shut down, kaput, bang, what would happen?
Look, this is a real disaster movie, and it's surprising that nobody's actually made a movie out of this. We rely on the internet for everything. We really do now. So, you know, basically, majority of supermarkets would close down straight away. And we've seen that before when some of the major chains have lost an internet connection for the day. They shut the doors straight away. But can you imagine every supermarket basically around the world would close? Vast regions of the country will actually be deprived of electricity. And people will say, why? Because they wouldn't receive correct information from the sensors on the power grids or the connections to individuals' homes. So they couldn't manage supply. So they basically close it all down. Worldwide industrial production would basically stall straight away. Managers and professionals like journalists and academics, they couldn't really do anything, be like a day off now for them. The impact upon the economy for things like plumbers and carpenters and other such like, there'd be no new jobs coming in. You know, if you worked as a teacher, a lawyer, insurance, design, that would all come to an end because most of that is now tied to cloud computing. So it would all get, no meetings, no schedules, Paul. Now, I wouldn't actually be talking to you because I think all communications would close down as well, so that, you know, the phone system would shut down. And do you know who'd be King Paul out there?
Can I have a guess? I reckon ham radio operators.
Spot on, Paul. Ham. If you've got a ham radio, you would be like God out there today. And I'm not. And so.
That's interesting.
Phones would work. I think it would be too.
That's interesting because ham radio operators, that would be perfect for me because I'm a ham and I can operate on radio.
You can too. Banking and finance, nothing would work at all. They basically all shut down. Now, cars would work, not a problem at all. But traffic lights would have issues and you would never fly anywhere again. That'd be the end of the airlines. That'd all close down. So it paints a dreadful picture, I know, Paul, but I just saw this fascinating thing to go along and say, what would really happen?
Well, that's interesting. It sounds like you said, it sounds like a disaster movie. But look, in reality, could it actually happen in real life?
No, I don't think so. It would take an incredible thing to close down the internet all the way around the world.
But I suppose if somebody shut down the internet in a particular country, if you were to isolate it to one country, if that was indeed possible, and you would know better than me, but if you could shut down the internet in one country, that would just ruin the economy. It would be disastrous for that country.
It would, and I honestly believe it could happen in a country that could be closed down.
It could happen?
Around the world, no. I think it could happen in a country. Theoretically, it could quite easily happen in a country.
I won't ask you how, because we don't want to tell anybody how to do that, but that would be interesting warfare, and I suppose if anybody's going to ever do that, it'd be Russia, because we always hear about Russia interfering with the internet and hacking things and what have you.
Yeah, I think it will be too, because, you know, they've done things where I think there was an Eastern European country, all their power was shut down. And to me, that was just, we can do this just to let you know.
Now, we both love Netflix. We love our series. By the way, have you seen an Australian series on Netflix called Wanted?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Rebecca Gibney. And absolutely sensational. Marion and I have just watched the series, and interesting enough, and a few people would know this, and I'd love to know if anybody's listening in when they actually came to Mossman, but in Wanted, they actually come to nearby Mossman here and do some scenes there and some scenes in the cane fields around Mossman as well. But It is, you know, because sometimes with these Australian series, you kind of go, sometimes they can just be just a little bit corny, some of them, and the writing lets itself down at times. But I can tell you that Wanted is probably the best Australian series I have ever seen. It is it is sensational, mate. The writing, the acting is impeccable. The direction, the whole way it's put together, and it keeps you on the edge of your seat. And as a matter of fact, when you're sitting watching this thing, there are times when you just go, oh, not again. Or, you know, you get actually involved so much with the story. So I can highly recommend it. Watched some shooting done in our Douglas Shire, which is fantastic. It's Wanted. It's on Netflix. And Rebecca Gibney, who's a New Zealand actress. We often think of Rebecca Gibney as an Aussie, but she's a New Zealand actress, and part of Wanted is shot in New Zealand as well. And I mention that only because we often talk about the fact that we watch these wonderful series on Netflix and, you know, the Foxtel have got them and all that sort of stuff. But actually, Disney now is hitting Australia.
It is. Disney Plus is coming, so it's a streaming service on there. Got to say, great price, $8.99 a month or $89 for the full year. You will get the full catalogue of the Star Wars, the Marvel films, Pixar, everything Disney owns on there. It can be streamed to your iOS, your Apple TV, all the usual suspects out there as well. But $89 for a full year, Paul, and it's going to hit the United States and Canada and the Netherlands on November 13th. I think we're about the week after. So we're about the first in the world to get this. Great for the kids out there as well. Got to say, $8.99 a month. I just think it's really good this has come.
And it's available, what, on things like Apple TV, Android, placed, all that sort of stuff?
All those things, or your Chromecast, all of those sort of things available on there. So you'll see it'll all come to life.
Terrific. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, as we do every Friday morning at this time. Now, problems with pop-ups and strange ads appearing on your Android phone. What do you do?
A lot of people out there seem to suffer from this. I saw somebody the other week, so I thought we'd talk about it. If you've got a Samsung phone, you're probably using the Samsung internet browser on there. What you need to do is you need to go in and clear the browser history, which is in the settings. But it also goes along and saves all the saved websites that you have in there as well. Now, if you don't get rid of those, all these ads and pop-ups seem to come back. And when I fixed something up for this client during the week, we found out why he was getting all the pop-ups and everything, because he was browsing, let's say, certain adult websites out there, the phone had saved them. Phone had saved them all the time. So make sure you clear all of these sort of things off. Next, look for rubbishy apps, such as there are cleaning apps out there. You get desperate sometimes, and he was, I've got to say, to get rid of any evidence that he had on there. So it downloaded all these cleaning apps to try and get rid of it. They don't work. So yeah, delete all of those. That should get your phone back to normal. Now, if it doesn't, make sure you back your phone up to Google. The settings in there to make sure every time I save something, it automatically goes to Google, and wipe and reinstall your phone.
Absolutely. And talking of apps, and we always, and the listeners, look forward to your crap app of the week. What is it this week?
It's Neon Pong Game, Paul. Have you ever had a Neon Pong, Paul?
No, I've played beer pong. What's Neon Pong?
We remember the classic game, Paul, don't we? Pong. One of the first things where you it's like tennis. You hit it all back and forth.
Bung.
Now, all this is, it's got some colour on it. That's all. You know, what a useless thing this is. And on the ad, they always say it's arcade game par excellence. No, it's not par excellence. It's par, I would say it's par crap.
Par crapo.
It's got a classic mode or a boosted mode. The ball goes a bit quicker. Good heavens, knock me out. You can play an offline game, one or two players. It's got easy, medium, or hard. Knock yourself out, people. Go for the hard one straight away. But the problem with Neon Pong is, Paul, ads come. millions of ads will just suddenly flood your screen and flood your phone. And it also sucks the life out your battery. Neon Pong, avoid it like the plague. You don't need to play Pong anymore, people, at all.
Do you remember? I can remember when it first came out in pubs. It was in black and white, I wonder whether it was black and white or green and white. I'm not quite sure. Do you remember the old days in the pub? You could play a bit of Pong.
I went to the pub occasionally, Paul, when it came out. So, yes, I do actually remember. I reckon it was just black and white, the one I saw.
Yeah, anyway, you had the little bat and it was bung, 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 bung. It was fantastic. And everybody at the pub were lined up to play this Pong because it was brand new. Of course, all the games out now, you know, just amazing sort of games you can play now. But old Pong, and so they're still trying to rip you off with the old Pong.
Old Pong, yep. There's nothing worse than a Neon Pong, so yes.
Neon Pong, that's a crap app of the week. Okay, let's hear your website, please.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Fantastic, mate. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Look forward to it, Paul.
All right, mate. You take care. That is Richard Pascoe, our tech guy on Fab FM.